Mask Z Crime File 11, Item 11, The Death of Alonzo Brooks, Agent John Henrik Residing. On May 1st in the year of 2011, in El Carina, Kansas, a body was found. This was the body of Alonzo Brooks. The body was found by his family. This shouldn't have happened. A family shouldn't have ever found a dead body of a family member. It was believed that this crime was a racist hate crime, that there was someone to blame. I don't believe that. This is the case while one would say his friend is to blame would be a good choice. I just don't believe this was the case as well. Through much research, I have come to the logical conclusion that his death was completely circumstantial. It's completely understandable that everyone would think that someone committed this crime, that someone was to blame. However, if this was the case, there would be some kind of damage to the body. But there wasn't. Nor was he dragged into the creek. According to the autopsy, the body did not show any signs of physical injuries like broken bones, lacerations, or gunshot wounds. This is the biggest piece of evidence, proving that no one had something to do with this. I know Dr. Eric was accused of harvesting organs without permissions, but the fact of the matter is, he would never harvest the organs of a damaged body. Now, some people would say that this was all caused by the friend of Mr. Brooks's, Justin Sprieg, who was really responsible for this whole thing. According to the record, Justin drove him to the party, but left to find some cigarettes. He said that he got lost, trying to find his way back to the party. I don't believe him, how he could get lost if he was able to find his way back the first time. It's very possible that when he left and got lost, Mr. Brooks was left without a way home over the span of a month. As he tried to find his way home, he slowly died without food or water. It was explained why none of the items in his pockets were wet. They were all dry. In conclusion, I believe that the death of Alonzo Brooks was completely circumstantial. I don't believe Justin caused the whole thing, but rather this was a result of his stupidity. As for Dr. Eric, I don't believe he had anything to do with it. Either he was just a man who saw an opportunity to harvest organs. As I said before, there was someone to blame. There was no one to blame. There was someone to blame. There would be some kind of damage to the body, but there was nothing. This is John Henrik saying case closed.